We all know that Mary was the recipient of the good news of the Incarnation. In the account of St. Luke, Mary took the center stage in the infancy narratives. But in today's Gospel of St. Matthew, the good news of the Incarnation was also shared to someone else who would be playing a pivotal role in the salvific event. His name was Joseph. We know that there was a boy in the Old Testament named Joseph the Dreamer. He was the one responsible for the Israelites to go to Egypt, and from there, the people of God would be born. Now another Joseph in the New Testament, who was also a dreamer, would be responsible for the birthing of the new people of God. In the Jewish customs, when a man and a woman are betrothed, they are practically and legally husband and wife. After betrothal, Joseph found out that Mary was already with child. To save Mary from stoning to death because of an impending scandal, he contemplated to divorce her. It was in this point that the angel appeared to him in a dream and explained to him the mystery that was happening. Most of us call Joseph as the foster father of Jesus. Yes, that is true. But there is something more to Joseph than just being a foster father. Let us now reflect on the role of this great man in the history of salvation. Joseph was the one who gave the name Jesus. How do we understand this? When we hear the genealogy of Jesus, we trace the lineage of Jesus to 3-14 generations back to Abraham and David. At the end of many names, we hear the name of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Because Joseph was the husband of Mary, Mary's son was legally the son of Joseph. It was because of Joseph that Jesus was connected to the lineage of David, hence he was called the son of David. And what is so important with this? We all know that the Messiah would come from the stump of Jesse, who was the father of David, as prophesied by Isaiah in the first reading. If this was not true of Jesus, then he would be an impostor. That's the greatest contribution of Joseph in the life of Jesus and in the history of salvation. Secondly, the Gospel relates that Joseph took Mary, his wife, into his home. He did it because of his obedience to God. By this, we understand that he became the guardian of the Incarnation, husband to Mary, and the legal father of Jesus. Pope John Paul II wrote a beautiful encyclical letter, Redemptoris Custos, or the guardian of the Redeemer. Here lies the greatness of this man who has never spoken any single word in the Gospels. Here is the power of silence and contemplation. Joseph stayed behind the limelight of the mystery of the Incarnation. He stood at the background in obedience and in silence. What an inspiration for us who like to be looked upon, be applauded, and be at the center of attention. Most of the pictures of Saint Joseph depict him as an old man. This was because the artists wanted to guard the virginal conception of Mary. But in fact, he must be a young husband to Mary. In 1889, Pope Leo XIII declared him the patron of the Universal Church. Indeed, if God has entrusted to Saint Joseph the legal fatherhood and guardianship of the Incarnation, then it is but fitting that we entrust our church under the care of this great man. Saint Joseph, pray for us.